Everyone knows at least one person who either binged episodes of Ancient Aliens or spent an evening scrolling Reddit conspiracy theories. I'm guilty of both of those. Some of you might even know a guy at a party that one time he obsessively ranted to everyone within earshot about a race of lizard people at 3 a.m. And you took that as your cue that it was time to head home. It's all fun and games until you realize that some people take it seriously. So much so that they even decide to kill their own children to save the world. Along with COVID-19, there was another virus that rapidly spread and spiraled out of control. Conspiracy theories. And it infected Matthew Taylor Coleman. Welcome to 10 Minute Murder, brief and bingeable true crime. My name is Joe. I'm the host, and thank you for joining today. And in doing research for this podcast, not necessarily this episode, but for the podcast overall, I read a lot about personality types and psychology and habits and just overall mental health, because that has a lot to do with the subjects that we talk about here on this podcast. And that's the most interesting part of it to me. The most interesting part of true crime is the motivation. What drives these people to do what they do? Now, every now and then, I hurt my own feelings with what I learn. For instance, think about this and tell me, do you consider yourself to be overly independent? You don't count on others to help you get your needs met. If you encounter a problem, you don't even consider who can help you fix it before trying to do it yourself. Is that you? Did I just describe you? Well, being overly dependent is a defense mechanism from being let down so many times by other people. It hurts a little bit, right? But like the wordsmith John Mayer said, changes in life are like extra strength gold bond medicated powder. The burning means it's working. And that's a quote I live by. And I know that it's not currently popular to like John Mayer in a Taylor Swift world, but I like her too. She's great. Now, Jake Gyllenhaal on the other hand. All right, I'm getting sidetracked. Before we get going with the story today, this is your reminder to subscribe to 10 Minute Murder wherever you like to listen to podcasts. Connect on social media. All those links are in the show notes of this episode, as well as at 10minutemurder.com. Now to the story today. Matthew Taylor Coleman was born in Santa Barbara, California, raised beside the ocean. Young Matthew had always shown a strong passion for surfing, sailing, and spearfishing. He earned his bachelor's degree in history in San Diego. He even spent years competing on Point Loma's national champion surf team. Afterward, he moved to San Sebastian, Spain, teaching English there for a year. About 2 years later, in 2009, he earned his master's degree in Spanish. He founded Love Water Surf School in his hometown, where he offered surf lessons, summer surf camps, and beginner to advanced coaching, and after-school programs as well. He belonged to the Christian surf community. Matthew was described by students as a sportsman who was always very cheerful and upbeat, sometimes to the point of being a little unsettling. In September of 2016, Matthew got engaged to Abby, and in January 2017, they got married. In October 2018, Matthew welcomed his son, Kaleo Sky. Up until this moment, everything in Matthew's life seemed to be perfectly fine. He kept posting on Instagram pictures from various beautiful locations, along with selfies with his newborn son, with captions like, "You could say I enjoy being a dad." His daughter, Roxy Rain, was born in September 2020. The COVID pandemic is what started to cause changes in Matthew's psyche. The year 2020 was difficult for all of us. In times of crisis, people felt threatened and wanted answers. The pandemic times increased the popularity of conspiracy theories, leading to the violent radicalization of some individuals. Millions of people, tired of lockdowns, were constantly browsing the internet out of boredom. Also, some theories were based on distrust toward health professionals and authorities. This was a ticking time bomb. Matthew started researching conspiracy theories like many people did. He specifically enjoyed the QAnon movement. Abby was interested in these theories as well, but from a far healthier manner than her husband. If you aren't familiar, here's a very condensed nutshell version. Basically, the QAnon theory reinforces the idea that Democrats are a front for a pedo, satanic, cannibalistic, worshiping cult. And in many of their minds stands in golden armor Donald Trump, the only hero that is there to defend the poor and weak. On November 22, 2020, he contemplated the worldwide situation in a Facebook post, asking, "What if we were about to enter the greatest Renaissance period that the world has ever seen? And what if 2020 is just the birth pains of what is on the way in 2021 and beyond?" Now, there's nothing wrong with being curious or skeptical and having the need to understand how the world works. It gets dangerous, though, when the research for simple solutions to complex problems leads to a belief that certain people control the world, provoking anxiety and hateful actions. Behind every social media platform, they use an algorithm designed to keep us using that platform. Not only does it provide better ads and recommendations, or provides a stream of content exactly in line with our tastes, but also engages us in various rabbit holes. For you, it might be true crime content. For someone else, cute kittens. But for another user, it could be political propaganda, conspiracy theories, or abusive content. All of this is to maximize user engagement. For full disclosure, my current feed looks like serial killers, because obviously this podcast exists, and also glasses. I bought a pair of glasses recently, and I made searches to figure out what kind of glasses I wanted, and now that's all I see in my timeline. Glasses and killers. And Buffalo Bills football news. The only space as unexplored as the deep ocean is the degree to which humans can succumb to their delusions. Our brain is perfectly able to make everything we see and hear fit our previously developed beliefs and justify them. Facebook and Twitter allow people to find other conspiracy theorists who share their views. Humans seek acceptance. Feeling like a part of a community can satisfy someone's need to feel special and recognized. As I mentioned before, algorithms are designed to show them what they want to see. And conspiracy theories tend to mistrust authorities, science, or even sometimes their own family. Of course, it doesn't explain how someone could possibly be so radicalized that is prone to become a killer. On Saturday, August 7th, 2021, Santa Barbara Police Department received a distressed call from Abby Coleman, who was frantically searching for her husband and two children. Matthew, along with the two kids, left the home in the family van, a Mercedes Sprinter, to an unknown destination. At first, she was simply worried because he didn't have a car seat, but she couldn't reach him by phone. She didn't know what was going on, and they didn't have any arguments before he left, and they were truly happy. Matthew called their children his treasures in the last family photos caption posted on Instagram. He even told Abby that he wanted more kids, at least two more kids. They were still nowhere to be found the next day. Abby filed a missing persons report. Little did she know that they had gone to Mexico. She had no information from Matthew, and he hadn't left a single clue regarding his whereabouts. Desperate, Abby used the Find My Phone application to determine where her husband's phone was on Sunday. Finally, there was the first trail. Matthew's phone's last known location was Rosarito. Unfortunately, it only sparked more questions. The day after that, she used the same location service that revealed that Matthew's phone was near the San Ysidro port of entry at the U.S.-Mexico border. And that's where investigators went to find Matthew. He was re-entering the country in his Sprinter, but he was alone. On Monday, August 9th, around 2:45 a.m., Matthew and his children left the City Express Hotel in Rosarito, Baja California, Mexico. About 3 hours later, he returned to the hotel by himself. Later that morning, a farm worker walking by the El Descanso Ranch in Rosarito found the two children's bodies in diapers with bloody puncture wounds in their chests and called 911. That was 7:30 a.m. The view was truly horrific. An examination later revealed that the two-year-old boy was stabbed 17 times and the 10-month-old girl 12 times. 2 hours after the farm worker's discovery, around 9:30 a.m., Matthew casually checked out of the hotel and headed back to the U.S. After he checked out, a weird shrine was found in his room. It was composed of two stuffed animals with a family portrait. There was also a Gideon Bible opened to Psalm 127, which says, in part, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Children born to a young man are like arrows into a warrior's hands." The FBI, having discovered Matthew's phone's last known locations, contacted Mexican law enforcement officials who informed the FBI that they had discovered the bodies of two children that morning. The U.S. Border Patrol noticed that a 40-year-old man was trying to re-enter his country without the children who came to Mexico along with him. What's more, officers observed what appeared to be blood on the Mercedes Sprinter van's registration paperwork. and he was taken into custody. In the afternoon of the same day, he confessed to murdering his own children in a recorded interview. Matthew confessed that he drove his children to the side of a road near Rancho de Sio around 5 a.m. He killed them there and dumped their bodies about 30 yards away. He also left the murder weapon, bloodstained clothes, and a baby's blanket nearby. He wasn't at all trying to hide what he had done. Enlightened by QAnon and Illuminati conspiracy theories, Matthew started talking about the visions he received. The signs were allegedly revealing that his wife, Abby, was a shapeshifter and possessed serpent DNA, which she had passed down to their children. According to an FBI affidavit, Matthew claimed that he was saving the world from monsters. He considered himself to be Neo from The Matrix. While staying in the hotel, Matthew started seeing all the pieces being decoded, like in The Matrix, if you've seen that movie. Matthew testified that he committed the murder using a spear fishing gun. First, he pierced his daughter's heart, then he did the same to his son. He also confessed that the boy didn't die right away, and he had to move the spear around, cutting himself in the process while taking his son's life. Matthew said he even considered burning his kids in case there was a microchip inside them. He believed that Q was actually talking to him, showing him the bigger picture, that he had to kill his children to prevent them from becoming an alien species that would release carnage all over the earth. When the investigator spoke to Abby, she admitted that she also researched QAnon, but it was her husband who became significantly more paranoid that people around him were involved in a conspiracy. Suddenly, he started seeing signs at almost every turn. Matthew Coleman has been charged with two federal counts of murdering U.S. nationals on foreign soil.